Welcome to the podcast. I'm Ninka Bernadette Mauritsson, and this is where we turn autism and everything around. So if you want to know how I turned my son's autism around in nature, from stimming, sleepless nights, tantrums, no eye contact, no physical contact, no learning, no life, to a completely neurotypical life in peace and harmony with his family, you're in the right place. Autism and any symptom or problem is a wake-up call. It's a sacred second chance. It's a messenger, and the message is something's got to change. When we listen and learn, instead of wasting time and money chasing symptoms, expensive therapies, diets, protocols, gurus, and supplements, everything changes, and I mean everything. So in this podcast, I share the strategies, the mindset, and the framework, and the spiritual insights that changed our life, my health, my love life, and my purpose. If I could do it, so can you. What if you could strap on a microcurrent unit and deal with inflammation, pain, injuries, stimulate mitochondrial health, cellular repair, energy, and reduce inflammation? Well, this tiny little exciting podcast episode is about a device that I'm wearing a lot and my children have been wearing a lot. And I've had so many questions about this because I've often said every family should have a microcurrent device in the home because it's such an amazing invention. And so I want to talk about this device. I just want to disclaim that I'm not a medical practitioner, or I'm not here to diagnose, treat, or recommend anything. This is for educational purpose only. Please do consult with a medical professional or your healthcare practitioner. Also, make sure that you do that before using this device, which is not on the company's website recommended for children, but you can contact them if in doubt, and I would highly suggest you do. I'm not financially tied to this company, so I'm just sharing the information about a product that I really love myself, and I have bought, and we have several units at home, and I give it to everyone that I love who gets ill, because I have seen the most incredible results with this. Wounds healing, scarring healing up, people that I love who's been in surgery healing really, really fast. But also, whenever someone's got an infection or like a flu or something that's compromising the immune system, or someone's injured or damaged by doing exercises, whatever it is, microcurrent is your friend. So what is it, this tiny little device? It's the size of a box of matches. It's a bit bigger, and then you strap it around your arm or your leg. It doesn't really matter where, because it works systemically. And microcurrent technology has gotten more and more popular in the autism community, and by, you know, the cutting edge practitioners are talking about this technology, and we've been using it for many, many years. I was introduced to it by my partner, who knew the inventor of it, a former policeman, and it was actually invented for horses. But let's dive into why it's such a great device and how it works. So you can go to the episode notes, or you can go to ARC4Health, A-R-C, the number 4, health.com or .co.uk. So if you want to check this out, or you can check the show notes with all the links as well. We are all electrical beings, so our cells communicate via electrical currents, and that's what's regulating proper functions of the body, energy, and tissue repair. I've often talked about the fact that we are electrical beings, that we need the electromagnetic field from the earth, we need water, we need light to charge the batteries. And in our cells, there's a tiny little factory of energy, just like a wood stove that is creating energy for you and for your body. And it's called the mitochondria. But many of our children, if you know anything about the underlying issues that our children on the spectrum struggle with, but also many of us struggle with this because of the modern day technology and the stresses and the toxicity and the unnatural manner in which we live. We all struggle with oxidative stress, which is like cells rusting. So if you see, if you leave an apple, if you take a slice of an apple and you leave it out for a little while, it turns brown. It is rusting on a cellular level. That is happening a lot to us, and it's happening a lot to a lot of autistic children. It's one of the underlying problems behind many of the symptoms of autism. So many of our children have mitochondrial dysfunction. Their energy production does not seem to be optimal. And inflammation is a big issue for many children with autism. And as I said, oxidative stress, and especially in the brain, that can be a huge problem. So when we experience stress or injuries, inflammation, disease or imbalances, which quite frankly, I have not met a child on the spectrum who does not experience stress, injuries, disease or imbalances. These electrical currents in our body are compromised. And that is not good. So what this microcurrent unit does is that it speeds up the natural process again. And it's literally a medical device, and it was invented actually for horses. This is such a fun story. It was invented for racehorses to rehabilitate them so that they could return to competition sooner. And you know, so many things have been invented for horses and then used on humans, often via the jockeys who started using those devices on themselves. Even Epsom salt, did you know that racehorses are placed in buckets, their legs are placed in buckets with Epsom salts to relax the muscles and optimize them before races or after races? So interesting. That's something that we are using a lot in the autism recovery community. So this technology has been used in America and in Europe over 2 decades because it stimulates healing and it mimics those naturally occurring electrical currents in our body. So as I said, it works systematically at a cellular level and you can place it anywhere. I like to wear it in my sleep or place it on the legs of my now grown children when they're sleeping, and it turns off by itself. It does give off a little sound and a little light, red light, no, I think green light, but you can't see that underneath the blanket. So it tends to work really well. What convinced me when I was introduced to this unit was a couple of different pictures that the owner showed me. One was a gunshot wound, and it was a young boy who had been walking. He was hunting with his dad. He was walking with the shotgun along his side, so down his leg, and it went off, and it blew a hole into his feet. And I saw these pictures of that gunshot wound, and the doctors told this boy, you're never going to be able to wear shoes again because this hole is so big, it won't be able to heal properly. Nevertheless, this boy used the microcurrent unit, and I saw the pictures. They are no longer on the website, unfortunately, as far as I can see. But I saw those pictures of that wound and how that healed totally and completely. And this boy did indeed walk on that foot, and he did indeed get to where she was again. Another example just recently is from a friend of ours who had a very, very complicated neck operation, and she used the microcurrent after that operation because it speeds up recovery, it speeds up tissue repair, it reduces inflammation. And it is also really effective for scar healing. And she was amazed, and the doctors were also amazed about the speed of which her scars just healed up, and she's back at work way sooner than she expected to. Another friend of ours had a brain tumor, and he used the microcurrent unit and ESIAC, which is a herbal treatment with a lot of history for his tumor, and his tumor disappeared. So just a lot of stories just from my life, but I want you to go and check out the website. I will leave links in the show notes. You can go to Barefoot Autism Warriors and check out the podcast, the latest podcast. You can also check out the show notes in the iTunes or whatever provider you use to listen to this episode. So what have we used it for? Flu, injuries, wounds, cuts, bruises, pain. And for us, it just speeds up the healing process, and we would just never live without it. We've given a unit to every single family member and the best friends that we know, so that you have that unit and you can take it and use it every time there's an issue in the family. The way it works is that you use it for 6 hours per day over some weeks. And when you buy your unit, you will see an instruction, and there's, you know, it's very detailed as to what you use it for and for how long and for how many weeks. So when you look into what the company says that it's used for pain, infection, healing, scar tissues, anti-aging, injuries, and acute and chronic pain. Acute and chronic tissue repair. So there are different phases that you can use it for. It also seems to balance or speed up the natural repair and production of ATP. So that's the energy production in the cell. And even though it is anti-inflammatory, so it works on inflammation. I want you to know that I know that inflammation is also a natural process, and it doesn't destroy that natural process. It seems to promote the cellular processes that facilitate healing. So it's used for ADHD, it's used for autism, it's used for respiratory conditions, surgery wounds. It's even used for stress, and some practitioners use it for neurological pain and migraines. But also, again, consult with your healthcare practitioner, because you really need to be sure that you're doing the right thing. But I want you to go and research these different types of issues that are currently being tested when it comes to mitochondrial repair as well. When there's mitochondrial damage, it can lead to so many different issues because it disrupts the cell function. So in physiology and medicine, the study or the research of the role of the mitochondria and the use of microcurrent therapy is getting more and more widespread. So I want you to do your own research as well, because it's really important to know that mitochondria is involved in so many physiological processes, and the deterioration of the cell is a deterioration of many bodily functions as well. And those deteriorations can result in mitochondrial damage that then can lead to chronic fatigue and mental issues, epilepsy, coronary artery disease, neuropathic pain, fibromyalgia, poor growth, ataxia, schizophrenia, and even anxiety, even cancer, and very sensitive responses to exercise. So oxidative stress can also cause mitochondrial damage, which is why this is something that is, it's all linked. And I think that is one of the reasons why this this microcurrent therapy is effective for mitochondria, because it does seem to address oxidative stress. So when there is damage to the mitochondria, it can be caused by free radicals and the related reactive oxygen species, and that includes any molecule that contains one or more unpaired electrons. So how do you deal with this? And what is it that is being researched right now? And why am I so incredibly interested in this microcurrent therapy? Well, electrotherapy is an approach that it utilizes electrical impulses to generate these currents that appear naturally in the body. So it mimics the currents that appear naturally in the body via stimulation on the skin. So there are electrodes that you place on the skin and then you turn on the device. So this is, I just want to say that this is not the same as TENS, TENS, also known as transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation. It is not the same thing. This is completely different and, in my opinion, a much better solution, because it repairs, it creates lasting change. So, yeah. I want you to do your own research, but I want you to know that there are some contraindications. So there are some conditions where this drug-free approach might not be optimal. So obviously small kids, you need to consult a doctor. You also need to consult a doctor if there's epilepsy or cancer or any heart problems or pregnancy, any disease, any symptom. You need to consult with your healthcare practitioner and your doctor, medical professional, to make sure that this is okay for you. But go and check out the website ARC for Health. That's ARC, the number 4, health. And do your own research. I would never, ever live without my microcurrent unit. And it saved me so many hours of pain and disease, and I just swear by it. So that was all. I've been asked to talk a little bit about this microcurrent unit, and I have done so. And so it is, so it is, so it is. Thank you for listening. So next week, the podcast is going to be spiritual. We are really going into depths of the spiritual energies of the current crisis. If you feel a bit down, if you feel a bit hopeless, and you need some hope and you need some guidance when it comes to understanding what is actually going on an energetic and spiritual level, what is it that makes this crisis so unbelievably challenging? And what is it about the numbers, the feng shui constellation, and the historical spiritual change that is repeated now, that has happened a long time ago, back in the time when Atlantis was destroyed? What is it that is similar in this situation? And what do we need to know to raise the level of consciousness so that we do not go down with the ship, if you know what I mean? But so that we raise the consciousness and get through this and create a better world. In the podcast, Simon August, who's the expert and the numerologist behind the podcast episode, the interview, he will share some tips with you on how you can balance out the contraction and the heavy energies and the depression and the hopelessness that can be hitting you right now, that might be hitting you right now, what tools you can use in your home to mitigate these hefty energies so that you can tune into hope and light and create the world that we all need to create from this crisis. We have a unique opportunity to create a new reality, and the next episode will give you a lot of tools and insights to do that and not get dragged into the darkness and the negativity and the fear that will literally paralyze you. You are more powerful than you think, and in the next episode, you'll understand why. See you soon.